Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. So today I'm with Paul Keith Davis, who is from Alabama.
Right.
And you have a ministry called White Dove Ministries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Paul Keith is a good friend of ours. And you've been over to Chester twice,
mm-hmm.
haven't you? So today we want to talk about the cloud of witnesses,
okay.
which is kind of a favourite subject of mine, because I've had a few encounters with the cloud of witnesses. So tell us what you know, Paul Keith.
Well, you know, I think to understand the cloud of witnesses, you have to have a little broader understanding of the spirit realm. You know, so many people think, you know, heaven's way out beyond the stars somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
The reality is heaven's right here. The only thing that separates us from that realm is a veil.
Yeah.
And so right now, even right where we are, the heavenly realm is here. The spiritual realm is here. Angels and all this activity that goes on. And we don't even know what all God has going on, you know. And so I think as we move closer to the end of the age and people become more and more revelatory, I think we're beginning to understand that, you know, what God does sometimes, like right now in this room, if God just decided to pull back the curtain a little bit, you're going to see what's there, right?
Yeah.
And whether it happened to be the cloud of witnesses, which are people that have lived, that died in Christ, or if it were angels, or if it were living creatures, or if it were watchers, or any of the myriad of created beings that God has created, you'll see them. And so One of the things that I believe that is important to understand about the cloud of witnesses is, you know, Hebrews 11 talks to us about these great champions that are just a microcosm here in Hebrews 11 of many like them throughout the church ages. Mm-hmm. And they saw something. They saw something prophetically and they gave themselves to that, but they died without obtaining the promise. The Bible says so. It says right here in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 39, all of these, this cloud of witnesses, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised because God provided something better for us so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So they have earned the right to surround us. That goes on in Hebrews 12. It says, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses, mm-hmm. we're surrounded by them. And part of it also is we have to understand the language. You know, just like in Revelation, when the Lord tells John to write a letter and send it to the angel of the church of Ephesus and Smyrna, well, that's not talking about a celestial being. The word angel there means messenger.
Yeah.
And so I do believe there were angelic people that went with that, but messengers, it can be messengers. God can use a person as a messenger that's gone before, because he says in Luke 20 that he's the God of the living and not of the dead.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of it, that they have an investment in us. Well, I said they, those that have gone before us, because they're waiting for us to become what we're called to be so that they are made perfect. Many of them have promises, especially the martyrs, that we will become the beneficiary of. And I asked one time for a biblical example of that, and the Lord gave me Israel.
Yeah.
When Israel was in Egyptian bondage for 400 years, they served Egypt as slaves, generation after generation, praying and believing God to be delivered. But finally, one generation was delivered. But they were the beneficiary of all the prior generations because they went out of Egypt with all the wealth of Egypt.
Yeah.
And so one generation inherited the promise, but it was laid, the foundation was laid by all the prior generations that went before them. That's the way it is today. That we are the last day generation, but we're going to be the beneficiaries of so much of what's gone on before us. And so therefore they've earned that right. But the main thing is, just like, you know, people have a hard time thinking about the cloud of witnesses. I don't believe we should pursue that necessarily. Mm-hmm. But if God in his sovereign grace just decides to pull back the veil, you're going to see what's there.
Yeah.
And so we need to be prepared for it. And we need to understand that's a big part of last day ministry.
Mm-hmm. So the people who've gone before us,
mm-hmm.
who are alive in Christ,
right.
and they're surrounding us, they're
right.
cheering us on, aren't they?
Yeah. And although all they did was lay down one tent and picked up another. The Bible's clear about that. As soon as you die, there's another body waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not in the grave.
No.
Just that old piece of dirt they lived in is in the grave.
Yeah.
But they got a new body. That's what the Bible says. We have another body waiting for us. And as soon as you die, you go right into that one.
Yeah.
You know? So they're more
That's
alive
good.
Than we are. You know, we're dying. They're never going to die.
So what's the difference between these cloud of witnesses that you're talking about and spiritists and mediums who are consulting the dead. What can you tell us the difference?
Well, the Bible's clear. You know, we're not to commune, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're not to pursue. We're not to try to conjure up spirits or people that have gone on before us. You know, and there's much of the tradition of the church. You know, called the communion of the saints, praying to saints. That's ridiculous. Might as well call it what it is. I mean, they're not God, so why would you waste your time praying to a saint?
Yeah.
Why would you waste your time, you know, even trying to contact someone, mm-hmm. you know, when you contact the Lord? But in His sovereignty, if He just chooses to send a messenger, whomever that might be, you know, John, there's evidence that John wasn't talking to a created being.
Mm.
He says, I am of your fellow, you know, John went to worship the angel that was speaking to him.
Yeah,
he said, don't do that.
Right.
I'm of your fellow servants, the prophets.
Yeah.
Saved by the blood of Jesus. And so that had to have been a person John was talking to. And, you know, Jesus was speaking to Moses and Elijah.
Yeah.
Well, would he do something he wouldn't let us do?
Mm.
You know, Moses and Elijah both. Elijah was caught up, and Moses died. The Bible is clear. Moses, God killed Moses and buried him. So, I mean, Moses was dead at one point. So, but here Jesus is speaking to Moses and Elijah. Well, there you have it right there. There's a precedent that if the Father decides to send someone, the Lord Jesus would never do something that He wouldn't let us do.
Mm. And that's like an invitation. If it's there in the Bible, if Jesus is doing it, that's an invitation.
That means He can send Moses and Elijah again if He wants to.
Yeah.
Talk to you or me or someone else, you know, or whomever. So that's totally biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't believe in spiritism. And the counterfeit type stuff, you know, because if you'll remember the Witch of Endor, she called up the spirit of Samuel. Now, here's the deal about that. She called him up. That was Samuel that came.
Yeah. So
but
you
she did
it was
illegally.
Samuel that,
yeah, she called up Samuel. Samuel, you know, he prophesied.
Yeah.
And what he prophesied happened. So, I mean, that was a real thing, but it was totally illegal.
Mm-hmm.
She got in big trouble. And Saul got in big trouble.
Saul did,
Saul got, cost him his life.
Yeah.
For even considering doing such a thing, because that was Samuel that was pulled up or pulled down or wherever he went from.
Yeah.
I think up when he grew up, because I think they were in the bosom of Abraham at that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you see this principle, you know, operating all through the Old Testament and the New.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are today, redeemed, understanding the realm of the Spirit more than we ever have before. And we have to understand this operation, this orchestration of beings that God has in the spirit realm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible, really, just to think that there's just this veil here.
Just a thin
and
veil.
That just gets removed. And it's going to happen more and more, isn't it? I believe that's the veil is getting thinner, and it's just that we are, you know, we have that invitation. Like John in Revelation 4, you know, he sees the door standing open in heaven and hears a voice saying, come up here.
Yeah.
We have that same invitation that we can enter in and see what's going on. I think as this time unfolds as well, it's going to be crucial for us to know what's happening in the spirit realm so that we can actually, we want to be able to see what the Father's doing, don't we? Like Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing.
Right.
And like you say, there's all these, there's the living creatures, there's the cloud of witnesses, there's angelic messengers. And can you pray for the viewers that the Lord would really open their eyes to see
what
he's doing
in
the spirit realm?
Yeah, one of the things that we have, part of our ministry has been to help open eyes and ears. Eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. You know, Moses rebuked his generation because they saw all the miracles, but he said, to this day, the Lord has not given you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And so that's what I want to release to you. I just pray right now that the Lord will release an anointing to every viewer, those that are desiring it, to begin to see things with spiritual eyes, begin to hear things with spiritual ears, that their heart would begin to comprehend, that the veil would begin to be removed, that we could access the realm of the Spirit, that an anointing would come on your life, they would take you out of the natural into the spiritual. Paul said one time, we look not at things which are natural, but the things which are eternal, or the unseen realm. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. But we look at the eternal realm. So I pray that you can experience the reality of that, to begin to look into the eternal realm and be transformed. The Bible even says that we'll behold the Lord the glory of the Lord with an unveiled face and be transformed from glory to glory. So there you have this whole concept of seeing or beholding and becoming what you see and what you behold. So I release that to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Paul Keith Davis.
Sure. Absolutely.
Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.